water, hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, and dust production from distant comet 29P, Schwassmann-Wachmann 1, by D. Mbokale Morvan et al. 29P, Schwassmann-Wachmann 1 is a distant centaur, comet, showing persistent CO-driven activity and frequent outbursts. We used the Herschel Space Observatory in 2010, 2011, and 2013 to observe H2O and NH3 and to image the dust coma. Observations with the ARAM 30 meters were undertaken in 2007, 2010, 2011, and 2021 to monitor the CO production rate and to search for HCN. Modeling was performed to constrain the size of the sublimating icy grains and to derive the dust production rate. HCN is detected for the first time in comet 29P, at 5 sigma in the line area. H2O was detected as well, but not New Hampshire 3. H2O and HCN line shapes differ strongly from the CO line shape, indicating that these two species are released from icy grains. CO production rates are in the range, 2.9-5.6, times 10 to the power of 28 S1, 1,400 to -2,600 kilograms S1. A correlation between the CO production rate and coma brightness is observed, as is a correlation between CO and H2O production. The correlation obtained between the excess of CO production and excess of dust brightness with respect to the quiescent state is similar to that established for the continuous activity of comet Hale-Bopp. The measured Q, H2O, Q, CO, and Q, HCN, Q, CO production rate ratios are 10.0 plus or minus 1.5% and 0.12 plus or minus 0.03%, respectively. Averaging the April to May 2010 measurements, Q, H2O, equals 4.1 plus or minus 0.6, times 10 to the power of 27 S1, Q, HCN, equals 4.8 plus or minus 1.1, times 10 to the power of 25 S1. We derive three independent and similar values of the effective radius of the nucleus, approximately 31 plus or minus 3 kilometers. The inferred dust mass loss rates during quiescent phases are in the range 30 to minus 120 kilograms S1, indicating a dust-to-gas mass ratio. This was water, hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, and dust production from distant comet 29P, Schwassmann-Wachmann 1, by D. Mbokale Morvan et al.